seemed no reason, however, why news of Stalin's abuses should cause him to alter his principles or renounce his sympathies with the American left. It was clear, as Weisskopf remembered, that Oppie still believed to a great extent in communism. Oppie trusted Weisskopf. "He really had a deep attachment to me," the latter recalled, "which I found very touching." Robert knew that Weisskopf, an Austrian social democrat, was not saying these things out of any antipathy for the left. "We were very much convinced, both sides, that socialism was the desirable development." Nevertheless, Weisskopf thought that this was the first time Oppenheimer was really shaken. "I know that these conversations had a very deep influence on Robert," he said. "This was a very decisive week in his life, and he told me so. That weekend started Oppenheimer's turning away from the Communist Party." Weisskopf insists that Oppie saw the Hitler danger very clearly, and in 1939, Oppenheimer was already very far from the communist group.